We are learning Masechtas Avodah Zarah Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis, and we are beginning three lines from the top of Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis. Ahu Esraigo the Nafal LeChavita. There was this esrig that fell into the chavita, the chamra, fell into a barrel of wine, and it's not good. Wine is not good for the esrig. And there was a guy standing there. Idroi v'chavim v'shakle. The guy jumped and grabbed the esrig out of the wine, and this was a Jewish barrel of wine. Now it turns out he touched the wine. What should we do now? Omuluhu Rav Ashi, Nakturil Yodai. Hold on to his hand. So that's for sure. This wine is going to be Asa B'Shia now because the guy touched it. So the thing is, you can still sell it. It's Mutta Bahana. But here, Rav Ashi said, quickly hold his hand so you shouldn't mix the wine. If you mix the wine, it become Asa Bahana. Omlu Rav Ashi, Nakturil Yodai, Kechel Alich Shoshbehe. We're not choshes that they did anything till now because he was jumping to get the esrog out. So he couldn't think of mixing. But right afterwards, hold on to his hand and make sure it was a mix. And the truth is, even when you hold on to his hand, he can't go up and down, but he could still mix it. So he said even more, Ubratsua the shaifa. And then tip the barrel a little bit until some wine goes out of the barrel. And now the guy's hand won't be able to reach it. You're holding on to his hand, he can't move it, he can't push it more in. And also, he can't, if he mixes it, he's going to mix it in the thin air because we had the wine level go down a little bit because pour out some wine. So that's what Rav Ashi said. Right away, hold on to his hand. He shouldn't be Meshach Shabbat. Ubat Suah the Shaifa, and then pour out a little bit until it's a lower level and there won't be any problem. Now, so even though he knew it was, now what's the Chiddush Gemara? That even though he knew it was wine when he grabbed the esrog, since he was busy with the esrog, therefore he didn't have time to do a shichshuch. That's why it's mutter bahana, also v'shia mutter bahana. Look at Tais d'mashmona k'tua. Tais says tarch leimar shivachnasas yodei apishe yedeya shehu yain. Even though he knew that it was wine, he knew b'shas ma'isa that it was wine, but he's busy grabbing the esrog, so he doesn't have time to think of doing any shichshuch. He didn't want to get dirty, the esrog. Similar to the case where he was measuring it. So he's saying here, that with taking out the esrog, he's tarred, he's not going to do shichshuch, and that's the chiddush Gemara, that hold on to his hand, there won't be a problem, it's not enough. Omer Rav Ashi, hi, Ovechavim, the naske lechamra di yeshua b'kavana. There was a case where a guy went over to a yid's wine and poured it to avodah zarah b'kavana. Now, he made this also by no. Now, the yid says, I want to get back my money. I want to charge the guy for the hezek. Maybe that's called hana from yayin esach. Zok Rav Ashi, no. Afigav lezvun levechav machrino. So now sell it to a different guy. Shorel mishko domeh mahu levechav. You like to get money from that guy. My time of mikle kalye. It's like he burnt it. It's like he did in a case where he burnt your wine, or he ruined your wine. He's a mazik. So he also, he's a pashto mazik, and therefore there's no problem to take money from him because that's not called Hana. Now, what would be the Havamina? This is called Hana if he's paying for the parents, because really he's taking the wine afterwards. He's not going to pay unless he takes the wine. And still was saying it's not called a sale, because the reason why he's giving the wine to him, not because he wants to sell him the wine, the reason is because he wants his money back for the hezek the guy did. And since it's mutekatsa hezek, so therefore, therefore he's allowed to even give the wine. Look at Tosef Masech Omar, the third line. It says, so maybe it's called, since it's chayiv also over here, so therefore it's chayiv as hezek, so therefore the halach is that you could take money. Now, Be'etzem, let's say a Yisrael takes a yid's wine and makes yayin esach of it. Is he chayiv to pay? Look, it's hezek shei nikker. It's Hezek Nikos. So Ayin Tosis also handles that. Look over here, we're going either Mandiyam Hezek Nikos Mahezek, or there's a Chiyav Al Tzeknas. But in any case, here we're saying you're allowed to collect money from the guy. Now Rav Ashi says, where do I know this from? So I'm Rav Ashi, not me alone. Time to the Rabbi, so Rav Ashi says, Yisrael, a guy that the poured the wine of a Yid. Tavad Izar, Shloy from Rav Ashi, it wasn't from Rav Ashi, Tanakama says, Asa. It's Asa by not, it's regular, good old Yayin Nesach. We don't have a they hold mutter, but of course, two reasons. So, shnei dvarim. Echad sheim nasch yayin elef neivah zchavim. Their sheet is that nisach of yayin is only becomes avodah zarah, takrevis avodah zarah, only in front of the avodah zarah. But not in front of the avodah zarah, there's no problem of pouring wine, l'shem avodah zarah. Another reason, you can't ask my wine unforcibly, which avada means avada can ask her b'shasiya, because anytime a guy touches your wine, it becomes asa b'shasiya. But it means you can't ask him anah, because it's in the ma'is of shayin shaloi. That's just two reasons. Now, the Tanakhama holds that here, since you're doing a ma'is in the wine itself, so there's no in the ma'is of shayin shaloi, and that's why it's asa. But what do you see of Yaakapana? Ma'achakas Tanakhama ridum seira ridum bava. The ridum bava ridum seira behold, that's mutter. So what's the shaykhis to us? Zog Rashi, a little bit of a shver Rashi. Rashi says that since you see, so v'afagav, they're maschul loy kukaminach. The Rashi v'afagav leisvir lekavasei latir lemkaruchavim achar muvchav miyashari. Even though we don't hold him, the ma'ata enough from different guy, cancel different guy. From this guy enough, mahu avchav miyashari lefruy in this game shum tam lav kukaminach. Basically, we're borrowing the reason from them, at least for the guy himself, because he was mazikit. And the Ran is very bothered by this. Like, what shaykhas? How do you know that Tanakhama holds that Nezek would be a reason to mask him to those time? But as the Rashi learns, that somehow if they go mekotzel akotzel and holds mamish mutter bahano for every guy, so at least for the guy himself, everyone will agree it's mutter to take money from him because he was mazikit. One more Gemara. The Gemara is like this. Aicha vita de chamra. We had this barrel of wine. The shtakel of barza, the spigot, the spout fell off, and wine started shooting out. Also, Avicham idri. Avicham ran over here. Onoch yadalau. He ran idri. He runs over and he covers over the spout to hold in the wine, and he's touching the wine. Amra papa called lahadi barza chamra osir, and the idoch shari zog rashi. What does it mean? He can't mix it because he can't get his finger in. But all the wine that he touched by the spigot is aser to drink, and the rest is shari. That's what Rashi says. So Frek the Rosh, and Tais also maybe asks a little bit, because like the Rosh with Dava Temu, the Rosh is similar base. So the Dava Temu, how can you say that only the wine by the spigot is aser and the rest is mutter? We know anything is dava lach, that's considered one entity. Zok tog the rosh, v'dava temu, the hetav isa shemikli echad, dava lach, she is arv yachad, they mix together, she apari the hetav and isla tir v'shia. Therefore, the rosh learns them shad, learns that it means it's aser bahana. And the only thing that's aser bahana is only wine near the spigots. Therefore, you have a simple etza. You sell the whole wine barrel besides for the amount of the cost of the wine by the spigot. And that's very simple. That's very easy to do. About the whole thing's asr. But if you Rashi that says that asr b'shir lo b'no, it's a pella. So someone answered Rashi, and maybe has a shmeis and taste like that, that it, the wine, in the, there was like a spout, that like a spigot that had a spout that you could open up and things come out, but also had, in the width of the chavis, also had a little pipe. And the wine, that pipe, maybe the separate entity, and that wine is the one that's asr, and the rest is mutter, but sarachi insta. So one version of Rapapa is called the Hadi Barza Chamra. Also, v'idach shari. V'ikadamri, another version of Rapapa, Rapapa, Ada Barza Chamra Osir. Which means, from the top of the barrel until the spigot, that's all Osir. Because that's all being held up by the guy, because that's all on top of the spigot. V'idach shari, the rest is mutter. Now, the Rishonim say that if Rapapa holds, you could separate the two, so then there's no reason everything on top should be also. And if he holds that everything on top is also, then everything's also. So he says maybe this is only also a knas, maybe it's only also chumra, the yaynes at the top is also. But in any case, where Papa Shita is, the Mari Diga Shita, that he holds, it doesn't mix. You can separate one half from the other half, it does not consider a mix. And the Gemara says, Omrav Yemar Ketanoi. Really, it's Machagas Tanoim. We have Machagas Tanoim in regards to Tful Yom. Tful Yom is someone who was Tameh. He went to the mikvah, but he didn't have Harav Shemesh yet. The loch is, if he touches Truma, the Truma becomes Tameh. Here we had a barrel of Truma, wine. It was wine of Truma. And the Tful Yom touched it. And Shaila is, which part of the wine barrel became Tameh? Which part of the wine became Tameh? So Chavash Shinokva, Beime Pia, Beime Shaleah, Saif was on top of the hole. Saif was on the bottom, under. And Saif was on the side, Beime Tzedev, and Nogabai Tful Yom. And Tful Yom touched that opening, touched the wine. That opening, the whole thing is Tmeyah. The whole entire thing is Tmeyah, because it's considered one entity. It's like if you touch a big challah roll, huge challah roll. You touch one end, the whole thing is Tameh. Here also, you touch the Chavis of Yain, everything is Tameh. Rabbi Yudog, that's considered one entity. Why? Because Mepia, whatever I'm touching on top, everything else is supporting the top. And the bottom, everything's sitting on the bottom. Therefore, it's considered one entity. But Mitzidah, is Torah. Mepiyah Mishalat Tveya Mitzdeya Torah. Mekan Vekan. So Rashi explains, Rav Papa holds like Rav Yehuda holds that he can separate, it's not considered one entity. Masha'inkein, the Tanakama holds it's considered one entity. Turns out Rav Papa is only like a shoot, is only like a shoot dechida like Rav Yehuda. And Zavuyer from Taisvis, that Rav Papa, if it's really from the Rishonim really, the Ra'ah and the Ritva, that Rav Papa's second lashon also is only for Rav Yehuda. Because Rav Papa's second lashon also is mechalik in different parts of the wine. It's only possible for Rav Yehuda. But according to the Rabbanon and the Mishnah Tol Yoyim, everything is Tameh, it's considered one entity. And therefore, everything would be Asat Yayin Nesach. This whole Rav Papa, it's Mechalik, between different parts of the Yayin, is only the Fida Shuto of Rav Yehuda by the Mishnah Tol Yoyim, that there it says, Mepiyah Mishalah Tameh, Mitzidav, and Sa'i Zat Tahira. And therefore, Rashi says, we don't paskin like our Papa, because our Papa is like a Yechidah, and we paskin like a Tanakamba, that's ill considered one entity. Therefore, if the guy touches any part of the wine, the halach is that it is Asa B'Shiyah Motorna. It'll be Rashi inside. Nikva Mepiyah, Hoya V'chol Yayin Shlamata, Nasas Basla, Yoyin Have a Chibur. Umishalah Nami. In the bottom also, Hoya V'chol Yayin Shachacha, Nekav Have a Chibur. Have a Nekav Mitzidah, Tahira, Mekan, Mekan, Karab Papa. Rabbon, unless the Rab Papa. Hilkach, therefore, less Hilkach Sekavasei, V'kuli Asa B'Shiyah Motorna, everything else B'Shiyah, and his mutter Bahana.